Shane's secret podcast. We call that the Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic, and Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.
So they're saying that this guy's giving like a multiple account of like, here's what's going on in the Muslim world. Here's what's going on in the Christian world.
Yeah.
He calls it the Latin world the whole time. But so apparently the fucking French, man, are apparently at the center of this.
The frogs were over there. The
frogs are big time, bro. Because he said
Guy de Lusion or whatever in there.
Yeah. The one there was the, was that the guy you're saying?
That was in the movie. Kingdom of Heaven. Yeah. You get to the Knights Templar?
Not yet. They tease you with the Lionheart. They hit you with a little bit of Lionheart, which I'm like, all right, I'm ready for that. But they, so they go in, and there's just these dukes. Who that?
I don't know.
All right. There's these, they're explaining like how there was just these knights who were like, they were like, you know, they're not like the king, but there's just these disparate bands of just like military royalty.
Yeah.
That just rolled around, what you were saying earlier, on basically ponies.
Yeah.
And they would just like sit around and
just
like
to reiterate, live off. The horses weren't big,
tiny horses.
They rode ponies.
Ponies, dude, armored ponies.
Yeah,
and like if you were like, there would just be these knights kicking around on like land, like you know, with their vassals and shit, and they'd get hired every now and again to just like charge some dude on a pony.
Yeah,
because that was like the, if you were trying to fight, a dude would just come run you over with a pony, and then he'd be like, "All right, dude, fucking, I'll pay the king or whatever what I owe him." And they're like, "You better, I'll fucking kill you."
Have you seen Kingdom of Heaven?
No.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
I can't wait.
It's fucking tight.
Do they keep it pony?
Ridley Scott, dude.
Does he keep it fucking?
Nah, he doesn't keep it 100 on his ponies.
Come on, man. Nobody does.
Yeah, you can't do the Braveheart speech on a pony.
Why, dude?
You can't.
It's such an important detail at the time.
It's very important.
And they were crazy expensive. To have a pony was like unheard of. Like no one else could afford a pony. So you're a knight. You're on your pony, and you had four servants.
Arabs may have had stallions. They may have had.
I think they're on pony. At least in the beginning, I think they're on ponies as well. So it's pony on pony attack.
There's nothing you can do.
But
about
so they have these. They have this. These guys in the Christian world. It's just the knights kicking around, doing their thing. And there's this one guy from France who was just. Yeah. He's a Frank. This is like 1000. So I don't think it was France. Was barely even started yet. It was just the Franks people. But he. his name was like Smith Folk or something. I forget the guy's name, but he was a brutal fucking duke and warlord. And he was just fucking people up. And then like towards his, the end of his life, he was like, he got really into Catholicism or Christianity, Roman Catholic church. So he was like, back then, in order to like make up for your murderous deeds, they would go on these like epic pilgrimages to like Jerusalem. That's how, that's just, they're saying that's a huge part of how it started. So Pope Gregory started it off. Basically, you had these like rich elite dudes going into the Holy Land. This guy's like a warlord, and he's like, why the fuck are Muslims in charge of this? This fucking sucks. Yeah. And they were saying they were getting unfairly taxed because they said it's unclear who really started the aggression, because the Christian account is like, Pope Urban gave this huge speech in France being like, dude, they're fucking, they want to tax you so bad that like they're worried people are swallowing gold. So if they suspect you of smuggling gold by swallowing it, they'll cut you open and open up your insides to fucking look into what nature has kept hidden, dude. So that's, the Christians were coming through, like, yo, they're slaughtering Christians. There was one lord who was going over on these pilgrimages who apparently had his eye pulled out.
Yeah.
They said it was like a, they said it was like an apocryphal tale, but he carried his eye back to be like, yo, fuck Muslims, dude. Look what they did to my eye.
Yeah.
So all these dudes were getting, so they had these like,
he was like, this used to be in my fucking head,
but a fucking Muslim
and a Muslim ripped out my fucking eye
because he refused to pay taxes.
Get your swords, dude. Going back.
They'd be like, we're going on holy. These guys were like never taking shit ever in their life.
Yeah.
They were just in charge of it, basically everything and everyone they knew. They're like, all right, time for pilgrimage. And they'd go through the towns. I'm like, blah, 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 and they'd be like, what the fuck are you? And they'd pull a sword to them. They'd be like, give me half your shit. And they'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So these dudes were just running into buzzsaws. So they'd come back and be like, yo, fuck those guys.
Dude, you know, does it get into the fact that Muhammad never set foot in Jerusalem? Ever?
I thought they said that's where he ascended from.
Yeah, they yap about it. They made that up.
Just but he never did.
They just were like, no, this is ours. This is where Muhammad came. They're like, dude, Muhammad was never here. They're like, yeah.
Really?
This is ours. Jerusalem's ours. Like,
they didn't.
Bro,
so they didn't get into that.
The Dome of the Rock. Look into it.
Really?
Yeah. They fibbed, dude. They said he teleported to Jerusalem and then he ascended. It's like, dude, you guys are lying. You're cheating to get Jerusalem. It's obviously Catholics.
I would agree. It was give it up. At least they can do is give it up.
The Muslims have no say.
Dude,
other than it is in the Arab world.
Dude, I don't
know. It is on their land.
True.
But,
true.
But.
I don't really, but dude, they kind of Sprite remixed the religion.
They did.
And I know, honestly, Christianity.
We already had Coke.
We had Coke.
Coca-Cola. They were like, no, Coke Zero. We were like, dude, you guys need to shut the fuck up.
Dude, they really did mishmash deal. And we got.
I could be completely wrong, but I thought Islam came out of Muhammad being like, I think he was a general, but it was kind of like, because he lived in a heavy trade area.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of came up with like codes of how to, like, it was good. It was like a moral way to make sure everything was cool with trading and how to operate and all that shit. And I forget.
He went by the way of the sword towards the end.
Yeah, he did.
I heard a similar thing where, like, if you read the beginning of it, it's like, man, this is great. What beautiful verses. And then he apparently really dialed it up of like, yo, by the way.
Well, he was a man.
He was a man.
He was a man. That's the thing. They were, you know.
He was just a dude. Then teleported.
He could
though.
Fall to it.
Then he teleported.
He did teleport and ride up on a chariot or some shit.
Yeah. So that did
but
happen.
We worship a god, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus was not, I mean, he was a man, of course. He was a man. But he was the Holy Trinity.
There's a heresy stating that Jesus was a man. Obviously, he got kicked out of the Catholic Church. One of the heresies, dude, there's a ton of heresies. One of them was that Jesus was just a dude who got just like taken over by the spirit of God, and then as soon as he died on the cross, it just went up, and that was that. And Pope was like, fucking, there was a bunch of dudes like, no fucking way, dude.
Yeah,
bullshit, get him out of here.
Set him on fire,
get him the fuck out of here,
do something bad to him.
And just dressed like maniacs,
just like a moron.
Bull fucking shit, dude, that didn't happen. Get the fuck out of here.
Think of the worst thing ever and do it to him. Get him out of here. Rip his fucking tongue out.
Yeah, they just were like, yeah, exactly. It came up with like a Muslim code. Here's what we're going to do. And then like, yo, and in terms of like, yeah, dude, actually like Abraham was kind of sick. Jesus was kind of sick. That was like, but then it became genuinely like a militant.
Yeah.
And this is what they're arguing. Like the military shit was built into Muslim theology. That was like an easy, there was no big quarrels to get into that.
Yeah.
Although he was arguing like they really weren't that interested because they had already like basically, the Muslim empire had just been established and smashed.
Yeah, it was dominating.
Dominating, but then it fell apart. The infighting. The Sunnis and Shiites go back that far.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know that.
They disagree on, it was on Muhammad's successor.
Oh, exactly, dude. Yeah. On Fatima. They were like, I'm related to Fatima, his wife or niece or whatever. I'm related to all the
still going,
caliphs.
Dude. The Sunnis and Shias are still bickering.
That was based on who was related to fucking Muhammad, which is crazy. Yeah. I had no idea that's what that was.
Oh, really?
No clue.
Yeah.
It went back that far.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you, dude.
Iran and Saudi Arabia are still tearing the world apart because of that. Because they're like, dude, that was his uncle. Like, nuh-uh.
You fool.
You fucking fool.
Well, the funny part was, and this is what I didn't realize.
And it's definitely Saudi Arabia and Iran tearing the world apart, not us.
Man, that's all it would take. Them to be like, bro. We've all been. That's what I'm reading the Crusades book, and he's like, "Well, who really was it?" It's like, dude, everyone was just being massive dickheads back then.
Yeah,
for you had massive dickheads at the top of society clashing with each other, then recruiting the dumbasses of society.
Wait till you
stab each other.
This is all the Crusades, or just the first?
All of them. But he went to the first, the People's Crusade. He went into that.
Wait till you get to the end,
bro. I can't. I'm excited.
The like fucking sixth Crusade is like they don't even go to the Middle East. They go to Constantinople and just sack a Christian city.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, fuck this.
They talk about the People's Crusade. So just to keep the chronological timeline, they get a couple dukes going up, and then it's going through the papacy. Like the Muslims are already, they're crushing it. They're set for fucking holy war. It's nothing to get them in a holy war. It's like, yeah, dude, we know. It's in our book. Like, we'll turn it on if we have to. The popes had it. The popes were apparently obscure and didn't have like authority over all of Christianity. Like they were, the pope had its own struggle to like be the fucking spiritual general of all the Christians or all the Catholics. So there was a thing saying the Pope really stoked the flames of the Crusades. Then that elevated the papacy to like a power position because people were like, kind of like, yo, who the fuck? This guy was like, I'm your boss. And they were like, shut the fuck up.
Who?
Dude. Fuck you.
Like, there's a guy in Italy.
Yeah, dude. And that guy was from France. Pope Urban was from
a
monastery in France. And he like fucking somehow... like religion lorded, like Game of Thrones, which is such the darkest and most evil shit in the world. But he, Pope Gregory was like, yo, we should probably, it's kind of cool if we fuck people up in God's name. The people were like, what the fuck, dude? Then he died and Pope Urban was like, yo, that guy was crazy. But for real, guys, these Muslims are out of control.
Yeah.
And if you want to get all your sins wiped away, just go to pilgrimage and bring swords. Like if you fuck some guy up and you die, that's cool. You're allowed to, like, dude, it's mega resolving all your sins if you go there and just chop a dude up. But he was like, but only sins you confess. So there's all these things. But then you get like street guys who would like, it was a, fuck, what was this guy's name? Something the Hermit. This dude was basically Smeagol. He only ate fish and drank wine. And he was apparently, his appearance was revolting.
Probably stunk like shit.
Dude, he was a frog as well. Northeastern France. I'm blanking.
Frogs are nasty.
It was a guy apparently who actually sent 15,000 people to just get slaughtered in the first crusade. Peter the Hermit.
Nice. And he, 15,000 people, he brought his bros and they all got rocked.
He survived. He came back like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But he would come back.
Was it the Mamelukes? Who fucked them up?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Turjalukes. What were the Turks? Some shit. Turjalukes or some shit.
Yeah. They were nasty.
They got taken into the Sunni, I think, fold. The Shiites, I think, were in the south towards North Africa. And I think the Sunnis migrated closer to the West, which I think they then formed like those countries that ended up traditionally like trading more with the West, and the Shiites are like, fuck those guys.
Nice.
If I'm not mistaken. But yeah, so he brought the bros over, and it was like, just you've talked about this before. They both went out. The first crusade was just dudes wandering and getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Unanimously. Just
I'm excited.
They look different.
Because I vaguely remember what happens, but there's like the children's crusade. There's like.
Yeah, they brought their kids too, apparently.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It was 15,000 with like 8,000 soldiers and like 10,000 women and something crazy, a ton of women and children.
Yeah.
They just wandered down and got destroyed. The Arabs
must be like, who the fuck are these guys? is being told to them?
I know.
Why are they walking here?
Well, that was the question because they were like, Pope Urban was like, we're under threat. Like, this is a real threat.
Yeah.
And I think the Moors were coming up and they were clashing, but there was no like cohesive threat of Islam. Because Islam was fractionated at the time. But the thing is like, yeah, but like these dudes didn't fucking know this.
No.
They're just hearing word of mouth shit. And they're like,
they're getting Fox News.
Yes.
They're like, they hate our freedom. Dude.
Pope Urban literally was like, these guys are doing unthinkable things to children.
Yeah.
These guys are monsters. They hit them with like World War II propaganda.
Yeah, they hate our freedom.
Still works. They're doing it right now.
Yeah.
On the news.
Yeah.
Russia's fucked up, dude.
Russia tortured guys.
Yo, Russia's built different. They're hitting us with like, yo, Russia's fucked up, dude. Unspeakable atrocities. Still works, dude. 1,000 years later.
Yeah.
It's like, who? Wait, they're doing what? Who? Those guys are evil. We're good. Let's go get them.
Yeah.
So that the authors
put. The Moors were sneaking up, dude.
They were creeping. He gave credence to
Espana, dude. They got.
Yep. First, I thought it was going to be like, yo, fuck the Christians. The Muslims are all good. But he's given a. He's basically being like, there's a lot of different accounts. And there are firsthand Muslim accounts of like, yeah, they were fucking up Christian.
I'm sure they were.
Dudes coming through there.
I mean, it had to be.
Yeah, dude. Like,
I mean, they still hold it down like that. They still tax. There's under, you know, ISIS and shit. They were like, you're either getting killed or you're paying like ridiculous taxes.
That's what it was.
If you're not a Muslim.
So the first invasion, I'm only up to the, I only got to this, like the start of the second one. First invasion, wildly unsuccessful, although it did, people started being like, yo, that's kind of sick, the crusade.
Yeah.
So then they had like the nobility. None of the kings got involved during the second one, but all of like the nobility, a lot of them were like, they were opportunistic. These dudes would sell all of their shit.
Yeah.
They would sell all of their belongings and be like, let's fucking go and go crusade. And then there was just like a bunch of the French nobility. And
dude, you gotta watch Kingdom of Heaven.
I can't wait, dude.
It's fucking sick.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
Fuck. I can't wait.
Orlando Bloom, dude? Come on.
What?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I'm at right now in the book. The dudes are like, now like the real deals are going down there to be like, all right, the guys with like actual military experience fighting the Muslims are like, we're going down there. And then they talk about all the infighting going on. And dude, the Muslims killed it and then all started grabbing for power. Which it happens to everything.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, that's when the Sunnis and Shiites started beefing. It's pretty sick, man. Yes. Know more. Every time I learn about more about the Sunnis and Shiites, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I always forget too.
Yes. I had no idea. I went back. The beef is that far back.
Yeah.
And then there was one.
But I think, it's not. See, back then it wasn't that far back. Yeah. This is 1099 or something was the first crusade.
Yeah.
Muhammad was what? 500?
Oh, no, for sure. I'm talking about now.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Now to then, it's like, God damn, these guys have been fighting for fucking ever. But, yeah, there was one of the caliphs. He was called the Mad Caliph. He was like, dude, he apparently was crushing it, like just like sacking tons of cities. And he like got so good at that.
Yeah.
He just all of a sudden declared himself a god and then started attacking his own people. I was like, that must have been the funniest shit in the world. It's like, what? Dude, stop. God no.
Damn it. He's a god.
Completely turned on his whole fucking squad. Yeah. It was like, dude, I'm God. I'm going to fuck literally just everyone up now. And everyone, they probably had to like put him down. But he probably led a battle into his town.
Anytime you do that, though, and you're like, I'm God, it ends. You're going to be naked in a town square getting like drunk by people.
Well, you know, they say lended to the militarization of Christianity.
What is it?
Was taking in the pagan hordes. So they were like, they were converting all these pagan guys. And they were like, back then, they were like, they're, you know, highly militarized people. And a lot of these like Christian lords were like, yeah, I could kind of use a little bit of that for my
own thing. Need these fucking like, forest retards.
Can kill people literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can still kill people. That's actually kind of sick.
Yeah, we like you guys. We're gonna put you on a boat and we're gonna head you, we're gonna ship you down there.
Yeah.
And then you guys go nuts.
So that was because they were like, wait, I can't attack it. That's so fucking gay. And they're like, no, you can attack. I mean, if you have like a good reason,
you're still out to attack people.
Fuck people up. Like, we're not like, you know, we're not against having fun or whatever. Like, we're just doing stuff.
If you lived in the woods and your whole thing was like, dude, we get to attack people.
Yeah.
And then some Christians came and like, stop. You'd be like, dude, I can't stop.
A lot of them accept. They're like, that fucking rule. Like, wait.
Attacking people was cool.
Apparently, these dudes are pretty wooed over by Jesus stuff. They'd be like, yeah, that's better than ours. They were like, kind of like, nah, that rules.
Yeah, Jesus, the message of Christ usually works.
They're like, wait, somebody loves me?
They're like, yeah, we can just be nice to each other and stop all this attacking.
Yeah.
It had to be tough, though, because there are definitely dudes that, there are definitely societies that base their entire identity around attack.
The Turks, bro. Yeah. Turks at first. Dude, the Turks, their big thing was they had two strategies.
Turks have been pretty nasty throughout history.
Dude, total encirclement. They would just totally encircle whoever they were fighting. That was their one military formation. Encircle, shoot bows and arrows, and then just fuck them up. Or they were famous for fake retreats. They would fake retreat, let them break formation. Then
you like that swarm, that circle with the arrows?
Yeah, dude.
It's pretty tight.
Dude, they could shoot those arrows 300 yards back then.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So could the English. Or the English, the
longbowmen.
Longbowmen, 300 fucking yards.
Get the British longbowmen out.
300 yards, dude. Dude,
if you only gamed like I did, you'd know all these things. If you play with the Turks in medieval Total War,
you know
can,
they
you
circle
hit the circle. That's a move you can do.
That was their two moves.
Yeah. If you watched Kingdom of Heaven, you'll see them hit the circle.
Really?
You'll go, God.
So damn, they're all ponies, nice. Circles. They were all speed.
Yeah.
So they had a West Coast fucking offense.
It was a West Coast offense.
Ponies, speed.
And the dumbass Crusaders thought they could wear all their bullshit armor, make it in the desert.
They talk about
it's
that like, too.
Bro, it's not going
to
work.
They
here.
Talk about how heavy. They said their broadsword was more of a bludgeoning instrument than like an actual thing to cut people up with.
When
they
was
had a heavy piece of steel that was like kind of like a butter knife that they'd be like, yeah,
fucking smack it, dude.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. What about Barbarossa? When was Barbarossa? And who was it? One dude just in the desert just ran straight into the water. They like got to an oasis and he got in the water and drowned.
What?
They were wearing armor.
Yeah, that sucks. And that chainmail didn't. If something was like really sharp, it would just cut them. It would fuck them up. Like only if someone like went by and like nicked them, it would help them from that. But if they got like just hit with a fucking sharp sword, it went right through it.
Oh man, now I just want to watch Kingdom of Heaven.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, it's not a bad preparation. But yeah, dude, the book so far has been really, really good. That's my favorite time period, dude.
Yeah. Like,
11, 12, 13, 4. It's so
that's when it gets gay for me. Once you get into like the Renaissance and shit.
Well, for sure. But then what's crazy though is like, holy fuck, you're telling me between 1400 and 1700, the amount of advancement was blinding.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Between 14 and 1700 was insane.
Yeah. And then think about now. Now is ridiculous.
That's what I got tripped up on. I was like, oh my God, that's the exponential curve.
Yeah.
Like 1400, 1700s. 21, whatever, you know, whatever fucking year it is. I always embarrassingly forget.
I've
been on 2023 forever. I'm like, I signed everything 2023 and like, bro, it's 2022. Can you figure
it out? Yeah, I'm there too. I get confused by that. What is it, Sean?
This said it was Barbarossa who drowned and he...
It was Barbarossa.
He had such a long journey and then he ended up just drowning.
He wanted a drink and he got in the water and he fucking drowned like a dumbass, dude.
He's like my dog, Jack. My dog Jackson will drown if you put him in the water.
1190.
He'll go into the water and start to drown. He has to be safe.
It was 1190? Was it the fourth crusade? What the hell was that? What was he doing down there?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wish I read more. The book's long stuff. As fuck, dude.
Yeah, I got hit with guns.
23
guns,
hours
Guns, germs,
left.
And steel last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I was talking about the Aborigines.
What about them?
They were in the Stone Age.
Were they really?
Yeah. They're stuck in the Stone Age.
Jesus Christ.
When they were found, they were in the Stone Age.
That stinks, man.
Yeah,
especially when you're trying to preserve your land and stuff. Being in the Stone Age. You've played enough. Like, what's that one game?
Total War?
Total War. It's like, if I'm in Stone Age and you're in Bronze Age.
Oh, Age of Empires.
Yeah, Age of Empires.
Somebody advances. They hit you with something.
You're fucked. You're absolutely fucked.
We've got cannons. We're sitting around here with pikemen.